This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want you to stay tuned for Chorus Corner coming up next, right here on the Mark White Show.
Thank God for kids.
Welcome to another episode of Cora's Corner with Cora White. Today, Cora is reading an excerpt of I Love You More Than Me, written by Clayton Martin and illustrated by Zach Tracy. A note from Levi's mom and dad. The message of I Love You More Than Me is deeper than it may appear at first glance. To anyone reading this story to the students in their classroom or to their own children at home, thank you for taking the time to talk about and recognize the importance of acceptance and unconditional love. Levi was born with both 9p deletion and trisomy 21 syndrome. Nobody in the medical field knew what to expect for his quality of life, and honestly, the bar was initially set pretty low. But as Levi grew and developed, one thing became apparent. He has a capacity to love others that runs deep. Despite his developmental delays, cognitive impairments, and physical limitations, his ability to love others far exceeds what most of us are capable of on our own. Levi and Nora's real-life friendship is just one example of the special bond he forms with others. So, when Clayton, Nora's daddy, decided to write a children's book about their sweet friendship, we were all for it. Then we read what he wrote and realized it was more than just a cute rhyming story about two kids in a race. You see, Nora's acceptance of who Levi is reflected in her daddy's words. For one, the story is written from Levi's perspective, with typical thoughts, words, and emotions much like our own. His actual physical limitations are not highlighted in the book because they don't matter. Levi is not defined by what he can or cannot do. To Levi's family and friends who know and love him, he is just Levi, a little boy who shows us how to be more concerned with others' happiness rather than our own, and who displays an amazing amount of empathy for others. A little boy whose very existence seems to emulate God's example of unconditional love, as his every hug seems to say, I love you more than me.
I love you more than me. This book is dedicated to my family. I love you more than me. One sunny morning, Levi woke to say, today's the best time to go outside and play. Looking out the window and across the street, Levi saw Nora getting ready for her meet. He ran out of his room with a smile on his face in hopes to help Nora get ready for her race. A whistle around his neck and his shoes tied tight, he dashed through the door with all of his might. He crossed the road after looking both ways, because he knows to be safe before he plays. They head to the line and get ready to run as their joy is beaming as bright as the sun. Levi blows the whistle to start the race, and off they go at a very fast pace. When all of a sudden, Nora trips to the ground and the smile on her face turns upside down. You can find out what happens to Nora and Levi by ordering your copy of I Love You More Than Me. You can find the book at claytonmartin.com or Amazon.
You have been listening to another episode of Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show. You can tune in every Saturday for Cora's Corner. If this show is an encouragement to you, I hope that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. And let them know what the Mark White Show is doing to try to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I hope that you follow the Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And also subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcasts. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show. And this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Oh, live and love in my home.